Unit 1. Responding to lateness. Traveling through a variety of countries will quickly teach you that the meaning of being on time varies from culture to culture. In some developing countries I visited, it isn't unusual for a long-distance bus to leave 2 or 3 hours after its scheduled departure time. Though this situation is often completely unacceptable for us as visitors, the locals may not even bother to get upset. This is not the way things usually work in Japan and the United States. But there do seem to be certain people who are more prone to being late than others. And although consistently being 10 or 20 minutes late might not seem like a big deal to the one who is always late, it is often extremely annoying for the person who is waiting for them. Once, when I was about 20 minutes late meeting an American friend, the friend asked, "What was more important than being on time for me?" Although I was a habitually late person, no one had ever confronted me so directly before. It certainly made me think about how inconsiderate I had been, and from then on, I made every effort to be on time for my friend. According to the survey results, however, it was the Japanese who preferred such an assertive response to a late friend. The most common response of the Americans was to express their feelings indirectly. But I don't think this choice indicates that timeliness isn't as important in America as it is in Japan. Rather, I think for this particular question, the indirect way of using sarcasm or hints might actually be more aggressive than it seems at first. Though sarcasm isn't an important part of communication techniques in Japan, it's used in a variety of situations to get a variety of effects in the West. Of course, sarcasm can be very funny, but it can also be very biting and hurtful. When someone is angry and they use sarcasm to express their feelings, the result can often be far more emotionally painful than if they just gave it to you straight.